So our stories this week were all chosen for the basic reason they featured sheep or shepherds. But unless somebody knew and I didn't realise, there is a theme that has run through the week that threads the stories together apart from just sheep, I think. And I think that message is that Jesus wants us all to join God's flock. Flock being family. So in day one, we talked about the shepherds being invited to come and see Jesus after he was born. The smelly, dirty, hated shepherds. Because Jesus came to invite everybody to be in God's family. And then day two, from Psalm 23, we learn that God is our shepherd. And that he, in the end, leads us to his house, where we live forevermore. Day three, God searches for lost sheep, whoever they are, brings them back to the fold, and we'll celebrate. And day four, Jesus died as the Lamb of God, so that the rubbish of our sin could be taken away, and that we can go to paradise with the flock. So each story looks to the future. So the Christmas story tells us that Jesus comes to bring peace to the whole world. Psalm 23 ends by saying that we'll live in God's house forever. The Good Shepherd tells us that there's a party in heaven every time somebody who is lost is found, and we'll join in that party one day. And when we talked about the Lamb of God, we talked about how Jesus allows us to enter paradise in the future. So God loves everybody, and he's made a way for everybody to be part of his flock forever, if we respond and accept Jesus. And the Bible gives us a glimpse of what the future is going to be like when all of God's flock are together. So we're going to read a few verses from Revelation, which is the very last book in the Bible that tells us about the future. And this is John, one of the disciples of Jesus, who has a vision, and this is part of what he sees. So he says, "Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been killed, standing in the centre before the throne." God is on the throne. "Encircled by four living creatures and the elders. And the four living creatures and the elders bowed down before the Lamb, and they sang a new song, singing, 'You are worthy, because you were killed, and with your blood you brought back to God men and women from every country, class, language, and background. You've made them to be a kingdom and to serve God.' Then I looked," says John, "and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They gathered around the throne and sang, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was killed to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and praise.' And then I heard every person in heaven singing, 'To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honour and glory and power forever and ever.'" So first of all, John sees these elders singing, and then all of the angels join in, and then everybody joins in this song, worshipping the Lamb. And we believe that Jesus was killed so that our sin could be taken away, so that we could enter paradise and worship him there with all of God's flock. And then it tells us about the song that will be sung. And I've heard that song read lots of times, and it's sung sometimes. Some of the words were in the song we've just sung. And I've never really sat and thought about those words that we are going to sing. So we're going to say, "Worthy is the Lamb to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and praise." So very quickly, we're going to look at each of those words and see what it tells us. So I need for this 7 volunteers. All you're going to have to do is stand and hold a piece of card. So, who's coming first? Jacob, perfect. So the first word we come across is power. So we're going to say in heaven that the Lamb has all power. And that reminds us that God created the universe, he was all powerful, and he could have saved himself from death. We're discussing this on Friday, that God could do anything. He could have come down from the cross, but because he loved us, he used his power to save us and not to save himself. So that's the first one, power. Next. Perfect. So wealth is the next one. And this tells us that because God made everything, he owns everything. He owns all of creation. And so we can't give him anything that isn't already his. In the Old Testament, it talks about people making sacrifices, giving offerings to God, which is a nice way to show respect to him, but he doesn't need any of it, because he's got everything. So the only thing that he actually wants from us is us. He wants us to give ourselves to him and to believe in him. So power and wealth and wisdom. Thank you very much. Wisdom reminds us that God knows everything, and he knew that the only way to bring us into heaven with him was by dying for us. And the next one is strength.
Perfect.
So I was a bit confused, and it took me quite a while to work out what the difference between power and strength is, and the dictionary didn't help. But the way I see strength is here, that God is so strong that nothing can defeat him, even death. So although Jesus did die, he was too strong to stay dead, and so he came back to life. So we'll remember that. And then we've got honour. Thank you. Honour reminds us that God deserves our respect, and that's why we worship him, because he is God. And then glory. If you join the line, you're going to have to kind of go in front of Jake's kennel. He won't mind. Glory, God is magnificent, he's awesome, and it's said in Revelation there that we'll fall on our knees, we'll bow down before him because he is so amazing. And then finally, praise. I need one more volunteer. Perfect, thank you. Praise. God deserves our admiration, the Lamb deserves our gratitude, and we thank him for dying for us so that we could get into heaven and join the flock. So one day, and it's really hard to imagine this, but one day we'll all get together, those of us who've believed in Jesus, and we'll sing this song together. We're all invited to this amazing party in heaven. And whether you feel like a lost sheep or a smelly, dirty shepherd, wherever you feel like, God says to you, I love you, and I want you to come and join this party. However old you are, whatever kind of background you have, Jesus died, the rubbish is gone, if we trust in him, and we can go and be in heaven forever. So I want to encourage you, if you've not ever thought about this seriously, however old you are, because there's no age limit at the bottom or top end, however old you are, to think about that for the first time. And if you want to talk to one of us about that more, then anybody in a green t-shirt can help, and Emilian is going to give us a wave. He's our pastor, and we'd love to talk to you more about this, if that's what you would like. So I'll just pray. Lord God, we thank you that you sent Jesus to die for us. We thank you that the only way we could get into paradise was by you taking away our sin, taking away all the rubbish that was in our lives. We thank you that we can look forward to a party in heaven, that we can join everybody together singing praise to you, the one who deserves everything. Amen. Thank you to my volunteers.